Go
ahead and tell me you got all you want. Fiver says you're wrong, and I suppose you've come down to help me move things along. And we lapped it up and we're wise enough to know how it goes. Forgive me, honey.
Hello and welcome back to Rambler in Chief. I'm your host, Ben. Daniela is going to be a little bit late today. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And today we have a special guest. His name is...
Chris. What's up?
That was horrible. So Daniela's going to be a little bit late. She's going to come in a little bit. So we're just going to be taking over. We're going to be playing some songs, talking about life, you know.
Just, yeah.
Yeah, so it's going to be a good time. So the first song that you just heard right now was by one of my favorite artists, or I guess bands, I don't really know, Catfish and the Bottlemen, Long Shot. My thing is that I don't really, like, follow, like, bands. Mm-hmm. There are so many artists that I really like a lot of their, like, music.
Yeah.
But I just don't know any, like, I don't know how many members in that band there are. I don't know, like, their names, their hometown. Like, I don't follow them. In that way, I just know
I don't know
some people do
Childish
that like
Gambino's address, but
no, but you, okay, but like you know that there are people in the world that are like, yeah, like they knew every single person in One Direction. They knew their, like, first, middle, last name, their age, their, like, favorite childhood, like, stuffed animal. They knew just everything about that person. They knew their height, you know, like, that sort of thing.
That's a bit much.
Yeah, like, that's
you don't need to get to that.
Like, that's the extreme, but I don't even know, like, I didn't even, like, until recently, I did not know how many people were in 21 Pilots.
How many people is it, 21?
I think it's, like, two. No, I would have guessed 21. I think it was just... I think it might have just been like two.
Oh.
Hmm. But I didn't know that. But I know a lot of their stuff. I like a lot of their music. And I don't know what steps I'd have to take as a person to get to that point in my life. So that's just my little
That's not a road you need to go down.
I don't want to. Yeah. It seems exhausting. I can't even keep up with like both my friends at school and my friends at home. Like that is enough of a burden. I don't know how anyone
Yeah.
Do you have a song you want to play, Chris?
Anything?
Play anything. No. Okay.
Put on some Post Malone.
Okay. You got a type?
What? A type?
A type of like what do you want to play?
What about Over Now?
Okay. We can do that. Okay, hold on. We're gonna have to see if there's a non-explicit version.
Oh, sad.
Because everyone, and there is a way to do it. Ah, shoot. If anyone out there, all nine of you, if anyone knows how to on Spotify find the not explicit version, oh, I found it. Here we are. All right. So we are going to play a song, and it is a surprise. So enjoy.
Tell me that it's cold. Need to quiet cause you never tell the truth. Felt like ballin' was the only thing to do. Trade my woman for some diamonds and a cold. When she coming for my heart, it feels like karma get it. I'ma turn the tables, promise you will not forget it. Won't apologize, don't give up, give if you're offended. No discussion, yeah, we gotta go our separate ways. Won't take me down in flames. I don't even wanna know your name. Watch how everything is gonna change. Yeah, ay. I'ma pull up in a Bentley with a 100,000 in my pocket. Yeah, yeah. I'ma pull up, slam a door open, standing knowing everybody watching. Yeah, yeah. And help another brother by the whipping. I don't give a damn if you don't like it. Yeah, yeah. Just to show you that it's over. It don't matter what you gotta say about it. Like it's a joke, I bet you done this before. I ain't surprised, yeah, I wasn't tryna let go. But you'll know why when I'm ghost. I hope you wind up alone, dead in my eyes, yeah. And religious, only Christian when it's Dior. Only praying for the Amex and the gold. You ain't stop me now, you only was a detour. Try to drive me crazy, you ain't out of roll. When she coming for my heart, it feels like Armageddon. I'ma turn the tables, promise you will not forget it. Won't apologize, don't give a offended. No discussion, yeah, we gotta go our separate ways. Won't take me down in flames. I don't even wanna know your name. Watch how everything is gonna change. Yeah, ay. I'ma pull up in a Bentley with a 100,000 in my pocket. Just to show you that it's over.
Welcome back. The song you just heard was
Over Now.
Over Now. Well, it is because over the now. Song no longer is on. And the song's title also following its condition, it is over now. And so you're listening to Rambler in Chief, but as usual, we are not super content with the name. So we're going to actually foreshadow something that is going to be coming to you through the airwaves
coming
into your
ear summer.
Holes. Yeah, this summer.
Yeah.
It is going to be a show with Chris and I called
Our Gang.
And it is going to be us two freeform, maybe funny, I don't know, comedy.
Freeform?
Like, freeform at least.
Yeah.
Definitely freeform. We are going to try to be funny.
Yeah. Some Simon and Garfunkel.
Oh, yeah.
No. Interspersed.
We were just talking about it right now. Yeah.
We're cooking up ideas.
Speaking of comedy, Chris, I've been getting a lot of emails that I would like to talk about. This is a little rant we have, and we've been stewing over for a long time.
Definitely been brooding over this email chain that we're in.
Tell them about it.
Oh, so there's this comedy group on campus we love. We went to the GIM.
We certainly tried.
We were there for a bit. Wasn't really our style, but I've gone to some shows and I enjoy it.
Yeah, they're good. But they're totally good.
They have a show roughly, what is it, like twice a semester?
I want to say twice a semester.
Twice a semester. We just get these email chains.
Oh my
God.
With
these threads about their different ideas for their sketches and their show. And we both tried to leave the group countless times.
I want to explain why it's so hard, though. I want to rewind. Here's why it is masterful what they've done. They have outplayed, they have checkmated us several times. What they have done is they do not use a Google group like most groups. No, that'd be too simple.
They don't have an email address. It's simply
they all forward the freaking emails to each other so that you can't block them. If you block
the head of the group one semester, doesn't even matter because all the people with sketch ideas will still get their emails. No matter how many people you block, there will be new people in the group next semester, and you will keep getting all of their emails. And it's just like should I delete my email?
Do I change my name?
Yeah.
The only solution I have is that we legally change our names. So Tufts has to give us a brand new Tufts email.
Okay.
And then we'd be unsubscribed from all of it. Oof. And it's not even just like this group's one thing, but I'm in so many. So freshman year, I was like, college is a new thing. I should sign up for every club I could. And I did. And
he
went to like 30 or 40 GIMs.
List some of them.
Yeah. Wait, hold on. I'll find it. Okay. I mean, like off the top of my head, I was in two different economic groups. Like one was like Tufts economic group and one was like Tufts financial group, Tufts curling. I think the only club I didn't really like go to was like Tufts equestrian team.
That's a thing.
Oh yeah. Oh,
well, you know Harvard has a really good curling team.
That's I'm friends with one of the captains of Tufts curling team. Mm. They're like really into it.
Well,
my parents went curling. The picture's hilarious.
Oh,
there's like
I'd
these
love
little like jumpsuits and
up.
Like. Here's my question about curling. If you didn't know, that the like stone that you curl with,
mm-hmm.
that comes from one specific quarry.
Quarry?
Yeah,
quarry?
Like the rock place.
Midwesterns may call it.
Yeah, I don't know what
else. Quarry.
Quarry. Quarry.
Oh, yeah.
Quarry. Yeah, that thing, the rock place. Rock habitat in, I want to say, I don't remember. It's
probably
like
Calgary.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, somewhere.
Saskatchewan.
Somewhere, yeah, somewhere out, I don't even know where.
Ontario.
No. It's like in Ireland or something, like Scotland or something.
It's in Ireland.
In Ireland. I can't do it. But yes.
Top of the morning, too.
Yeah, I can't. Yeah. I hear myself in the headphones. No, it's not happening. Yeah. What do they do? What is going to happen to curling, the most important sport of the Winter Olympics?
Only
they run out of
Well,
snow.
That and bobsledding.
Bobsledding is the most important sport. I totally forgot. I neglect.
Ski slalom?
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 What's that one? That's like in the tube?
No, it's like a type of skiing. I think it's like the jump, maybe? I don't know. Why do we have the Winter Olympics? Who watches it besides like avid snowboarders?
It's kind of the cool one. It's kind of the good one.
Yeah, but I'm not. I can't say I'm invested in many of the summer sports. It's like there's like canoeing and like badminton. Yeah.
Badminton's a great sport.
Is it though?
Yes.
It's
good to play. Because anyone can be good at it. Few people can be great
at it. That's why I'm an avid fan of ping pong being in the Olympics.
No, I don't
or
like
table tennis, I should
table
say.
Table tennis. I don't like table tennis.
I'm a big
Did I tell you about
guy.
My friend who had this, like, he in middle school was really, really into ping pong. Like, unhealthily into it.
Yeah.
And he bought, like, a $400
paddle
ping pong robot. that you mount on one end of the ping pong table, and it like collects a bunch of the balls and like shoots them at you so you can practice returning.
That poor child.
That poor, yeah.
That's
neglected. That's,
there's a certain line.
It's like people who are good at like magic and then people who are like great at magic, and you're like, some of that was fine. And then you had
once you
props.
Start getting a pigeon collection to start like throwing birds out of your hat, that's when you know you've gone too far.
Yeah, when you're like, when you have to like, clean out the dead pigeons from your hat to like put in brand new ones. That's the line. And
yes,
speaking of magic, this next song is by a band called Magic Giant. Wow, what a segue, Ben.
That's a transition and a half.
That was a transition and a half. It's called something that I'll announce later. Here it is. That was Window by Magic Giant. You are, again, listening to Rambler in Chief, and we haven't thought of a new name. Oh, wait, this episode right now is called Ike Gang, and it is Ike Gang, and it's 91.5 WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio. So that song, what you just heard, I hit the mic, was Window by Magic Giant, as I have said twice now. And so it is that time of the program where we talk about what we did over spring break.
Oh yeah.
Chris, what did you do?
What did I do? You were there for most of it.
Will you tell us about it?
Well, so I live in a warmer place in the Floridian Peninsula. And what sound effect? Is that crickets?
No, it's ocean. It's ocean.
Oh, yeah.
I'm setting the scene.
You're setting the scene? Okay. Well, we did go to the beach a good amount, so yeah. Actually, lost my sunglasses at the beach. It was a big L. They were like Ray-Bans. They were really good, and then a wave just swept them away. And I spent a long time looking for them to
It was a disaster. It was a disaster.
So if you're in Miami Beach and you come across a pair of prescription Ray-Bans, let me know.
So, Wait. Yeah. I want to talk about Chris, though. Like, so you all hear these waves, you think of the ocean, that very large body of water. Chris loses his sunglasses, and then for the next 25 minutes is, like, searching in an area that was not the location he lost
them. It was the location.
You wandered that whole beach.
I wandered most of the beach.
And you found nothing.
I found some rocks.
Were they nice?
No.
There were not there were not good rocks there. Yeah. I would say Miami, low rock game.
Quality. Everything there is limestone. It's all dead coral, fossilized.
It's so sad.
Fun fact. No, it's...
Isn't that from bleaching environment?
That's the current reefs. We saw those, too.
Oh, yeah, we saw beautiful...
Well, they're restoring the reefs, though, which is a good thing. This is a start, but most of those reefs are dead.
Yeah, it's a really big problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, the bleaching, not good. Great Barrier Reef, not good either.
Well, the Great Barrier Reef's dead. The Florida Reef that we were at, that one's mostly dead. Disease swept down and, like, killed most of the coral, along with, I think, bleaching.
Yeah.
They expel the algae that they have a symbiote. Never mind. I can talk about this all day long.
Please. So we did that. Chris also, fun fact, has a vicious puppy.
Hey.
The most mean. We were in his house
first. First of all, he's not a puppy. He's 4 years old.
And he should know better.
And he's vicious to people who yell at him, saying...
So Chris's family...
I don't even know how to explain
it. I got it. So Chris's family has a lot of nicknames for different things. Like, he calls people in his family, like, what are some nicknames
for
family
members? We got Tata, Toto, Yi Yi, Yo Yo, Yo Ya, Ya Ya, Pico, Tico.
What's your name?
Tati. Mine is Ki.
Ki. So, yeah, his family... Oh, wait, we're done with it. So his family's big on the nicknames, and there's several for his dog.
Oh yeah, I don't even know where to. My dog's name is Charlie in real life, but I think my grandma just referred to him as like Nino and like
a bunch like Nino. Like,
yeah, and
Nino.
They say it like that. And then Ben. But I told Ben about this, and it's like an inside joke because it's like the dumbest thing ever.
It's
dumb. And he sees my dog, and he starts yelling louder than
they call it that too. Yeah. So I was like screaming at his dog very quietly,
no,
and very calmly, and the dog
quietly
started barking, and then bit our friend Andrew on the arm, drew blood.
Yeah.
And his arm fell off.
That
was it. So, a vicious dog. But
the spring break took a toll.
There is one slight like plot hole, you know? Like you could loop. What's it called?
Loophole?
Loophole. Yeah, so there's one loophole.
What is a loophole?
You can't look directly at the dog.
He's like 20 pounds. He gets scared easily, and so when he does, he gets angry. And when he gets angry, he attacks.
Vicious.
Out of self-protection.
The worst guard dog ever.
He's actually amazing. He would make...
I could punt your dog.
Hey.
So far.
Don't mess with
me. You know how, like, when you're in a city, and you look at a pigeon, and you're like, wow, I could just punt it so far? You know that feeling?
No, I can't say I condone pigeons' attacks.
Well, yeah, so anyway... When I'm in a city, that's the only thing I can think about. And I similar feelings for his dog.
You need better thoughts.
Okay, well, that's fair. All right, do you want to play another song?
Yeah, sure, let's
do it. What do you got? You told me
about it.
Of
Rafael, what about some Tame Impala?
Tame Impala? Yeah, what song?
Eventually.
Ooh.
Mm.
All right.
Yeah. Enjoy.
Welcome back.
What is up, gamers?
Kimono Dragon 94 here, and today I'm going to show you how to listen to the radio. I don't even know. So that song that you just heard with your ears was Tame Impala, their song Eventually, and it is off the disc Currents, and I guess it came out in 2015. Isn't that neat? That was three years before I was born.
No, it wasn't.
And so, as usual, we're going to teach you a thing or two about life.
Are we?
On the show. Ooh. This is not the jingly guitar music I want. Oh, there we go. Okay.
All right. Public service announcement here from Chris at WMFO 91.5.
Yeah,
91.5.
0.5 WMFO.
Your eyes are the windows to your health. Schedule an eye exam to see if you're one of the 11 million Americans who has a common vision problem that can easily be corrected. Remember, healthy eyes make for a healthier you. For more information, visit www.nei.nih.gov/healthy eyes.
You're gonna have to read that way slower, my friend.
Nei.ni.gov. It's, I don't know how they want. Okay. nei.nih.gov/healthy eyes. As someone who wears glasses and is trying to put on contacts now, oof.
Oof.
Get your eyes checked, guys.
Get LASIK.
I can see clearly now that the rain is gone.
Should we play that?
Sure, I don't.
Ooh.
Ooh, good transition.
Wow, what a segue. I can see, was it called I Can See Clearly Now?
I don't know if that's the name of the song, but
all right, hold on. Stall.
So I personally enjoy putting stickers on everything. Like I put them on my laptop, my water bottles. A water bottle isn't a water bottle until it has like several stickers. I'm just admiring my water bottle now.
What stickers do you have?
I have one from Hawaii. I have a few from when I took a weekend trip to Maine. I have one from Redbubble. Like, it's a great website. Shameless plug for Redbubble. If you want some stickers, they always have good discounts. Stuff like that. And it's of anything you want. Made by fellow people, you know? Okay. Did I stall enough?
No. Yeah, you did great.
Amazing.
So I'm pretty sure that I have the right song. No promises to anyone listening. No. Okay. If the song abruptly changes, it's because we were wrong the first time. Here you go.
I can see clearly now, the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Gonna be bright sunshiny day. It's gonna be bright sunshiny day. I think I can make it now. The pain is gone. All of the bad feelings have disappeared.
Hello, welcome back. You are listening to Rambler in Chief. Danielle is finally here. Hold on, don't say hi yet. All right, say hi now. Oh, wait.
No.
Oh, she's mic four. Hold your horses, Daniela.
Hello.
Say hello. I don't know. Wait, say it again.
Hello.
Talk louder.
Hi.
All right, I think it's working.
Now it's a party.
Yeah, now it's a party. So we got three people here in the WMFO studio. You're living large. And I saw Daniela earlier today in DeWitt Dining Hall, and she wanted to strike up a chat with me because I'm a cool person, and
like what you would do it with a normal friend after not seeing them for a week, as opposed to all he said was like, "Oh, I'll tell you at the radio show today," and that's it. He left. And I was like, "Really?"
Yeah. So we're gonna talk about it right now. So Daniela, what'd you do during this break? Chris and I already went over it.
Well, Daniela and I already talked over this.
Yeah. Too.
Yeah. I heard. This is a surprise crossover episode, it turns out.
Because, it's not.
Because Chris and Daniela took an Uber home from the airport together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they, like, I don't know each other.
We don't even know each other because of you.
Is that true?
Crazy all the degrees of separation. Yeah, because of Bofi and Lizard.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
Yeah.
That's a small world, I have to admit.
It's a small world after all, yeah.
It turns out. Oh, we could play that. No, we're not playing
please
that.
Don't.
We are playing So, please, what'd you do during this break?
All I did pretty much was just enjoy home. Everyone in my family was busy off doing something, so it was just me and the dog at home.
What kind
chilling.
Of dog?
Black Lab.
Oh. Can I see a picture?
Yeah. I'll show you a picture in a little bit.
I was hesitant. I don't
know. No, it's
because this is an audio.
Well,
kind
no,
of
we're
going
to take turns describing it.
Well, also, at the same time, I don't remember if I have a picture or not.
How
I think
do you,
I do.
What, you own
I literally
a black
have
lab?
An album on my phone just dedicated to my dog pictures.
To Nino.
He's such a cutie.
He's such a horrible,
little rat dog.
He's the worst. My least favorite person in your family.
All right, well then, Ben, how was your vacation? Your spring break?
Yeah.
It was good. It was good. So I went to Miami. We did a riverboat tour.
Airboat
tour with a man who looks like he should star in River Monsters.
Yeah. You
as
know
the,
he'd be like one of the guest
monsters?
Stars.
As both
no.
like no he
you know he goes alligator gar fishing in his free time.
He?
For those of you that don't know, alligator gar is a big fish that is on River Monsters. It's so ugly and so crazy. It's like 14 feet long in Texas.
Oh my god.
That's really
This man had Guy Fieri hair tucked through the opening in a visor.
Flavortown.
Yeah, he took us to Flavortown. Oh my god. No, this man was awesome. But he favored the left side of the boat. They got to see more alligators on the right side, and I was the most to the right side.
Of course.
I was also
were.
In the back of the boat.
Well, he was also like, "Hey, you got the best seat in the house, buddy."
And he was lying.
Well, because a lot of times the gators can be on the right side too. They just weren't. Yeah. That's not his fault.
It's not his fault. I'm not trying to say that. But I am trying to say that at one point he swung the boat around and still only showed the left side the alligator after turning the after they had already seen it. And turn the boat around to also still show them the left side.
Yeah, I actually do remember
and
that.
And I said, "Ooh, we got some left side favoritism," to the person next to me. It was a joke. And he's like, "Okay, look, I'm sorry. I can't get the boat stuck, you know? Like, we don't want that." I was like, that's why he said that. And I freaked out. And
that's
then
uncomfortable.
It was uncomfortable. But we tipped him. So I think it's fine.
Yeah. Oh, airboats, for those of you that don't know, is basically just like a dinghy. It was like a sheet metal, kind of scrapped all together. And instead of a normal motor in the Everglades, the water is like super shallow, like a foot and a half deep. So what they do instead, so you can go really fast, is they just put the largest fan ever created,
It is an airplane strapped to a piece of sheet, to a surfboard.
Yeah, pretty much.
And then they're like, "Okay, yeah, this is safe, right?"
There's definitely safer ways, but this is definitely the most fun one.
I loved the way they operate these things too. So there's no reverse. So they just like
fans
crash.
Don't really go in reverse.
They just crash the boat into a riverbank or like a tree, and then turn the propellers a certain direction so it pivots on the on the crash site until, and then they turn off the fan, it drifts, and then they start it again.
Definitely a lot of noise pollution, I will say.
Oh my god, they were so loud.
But there are benefits because it spreads a lot of, like, you can bring a lot, like there were like 30 people on our boat maybe.
I want one for the ocean.
I don't know about that,
good
chief.
Luck. Yeah.
But yeah, it's like good for, you know, like teaching people about the Everglades, and it does, since there's no motor below the water, it doesn't harm any animals.
I can't find a picture of my dog.
How can you not find a? I can find a picture of my dog.
You've been looking
because
before. You will.
You can. I think
it's a search
dog. Snapchat,
I think you can just search dog
searched,
in your eye.
First of all, I searched Snapchat.
Found a picture.
That took a second.
And honestly, I uploaded my photos a while ago, and I have
Danielle, I found a dog right here. It's on my lock screen.
Whose dog is that?
That's Allison's. It's a great dog.
It's so cute.
How can you ever get mad at this little baby?
Okay, for those of you who are wondering, imagine, like...
He's so cute.
Imagine, like, Sludge that came to life and is now a dog.
No, he's a little fluff ball.
That you covered in cotton candy.
Like him?
He's like an innocent...
He bit Andrew's arm off.
He bit Andrew's arm. So
entirely off his body.
No.
It is a separate...
So he has, like, a step now?
Charlie actually amputated Andrew.
Yeah.
So I used to have... I'm looking...
Yeah,
I'm
Darth
actually,
Vader'd him.
I'm actually looking for this one picture of her that's really cute. Here's a creepy picture of her.
All right, I'm going to just go... Oh, man. Wow. This dog is smooth looking.
She looks...
I don't know.
Dude, I can't...
Okay, I don't know how to describe this dog other than... How would you describe this dog?
It doesn't
dog?
Have hair. It just has matte black painting on it.
Yeah, it's like... Somebody took, like, the shiny paint off of a car and then, like, put matte, like,
she
applied matte painting.
She is pretty sleek, I will say.
Like,
but
this
she
dog looks aerodynamic. Yeah. Like, this dog's an part otter.
So, she also is, like, very anxious. Like, sometimes kind of like a worried dog. And so, that's why she looks like that, too. But there's other pictures.
She's mad at...
Have you shown Liza pictures of her? Of it?
No.
Oh. When Liza sees pictures of a dog, she calls it a chunks. Like, with that, yeah. So when I see a dog, I'm like a dog that isn't little, I'm like, oh, look at that chunks.
Look at that chunks. Ugh. Danielle, do you want to play a song?
Yeah. That's
this
what
is
I'm
the
trying.
Radio, after all.
Yeah, so there should be music.
There should be music instead of our melodic voices.
Oh.
Ooh.
Ooh. Nah, let's never do that
should
again.
Should we do it again? Ready?
Just said I'd never do it, but I did it again.
Danielle, do you have a song? Do you want me to...
Yeah, no, I've got one, I think.
I'm ready.
All right, Ox...
Ox one. We're gonna see if it works, and if it doesn't work, then I'll play it on mine. So, all right, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Walking all day with my mouth on fire, trying to get talking to you. Walking all day with my mouth on fire, that's what I've gotta do. Trying to get talking to you. Walking all day with my feet on fire, trying to get closer to you. Walking all day with my feet on fire, that's what I've gotta do. Trying to get closer to you. Walking all day with my mind on fire, I can't stop thinking of you. Walking all day with my mind on fire, that's what I've gotta do. I can't stop thinking of you. Walking all day with my hands on fire, I wanna get to touch you. Walking all day with my hands on fire, that's what I've gotta do. Wanna get to touch you. Walking all day with my heart on fire, falling in love with you. Walking all day with my heart on fire, that's what I've gotta do. Power.
Hello and welcome back on this overcast. I don't know, it's nice out. It is beautiful out. Okay, I can't see that. No, I don't know whose mics are on. Is everyone's mic on? Hello?
Hello. Yeah, now we're
yeah,
good.
Yeah,
right,
we're cooking. Doing great. Okay.
Just leave on 4 and
3. Yeah, some technical difficulties here at the WMFO studio. So, I want you guys to call in, right? We haven't... Was that too loud? I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
Oh, it is loud. Wow.
It's because mic 1 is the strongest one.
Yeah, mic 1 is...
Also, you just have a boisterous...
A booming voice.
Boisterous.
Is Danielle, no, Danielle's mic's the quietest, I think.
Hello, wow, now that sounds like clear as day.
But I need to push you all the way up.
Yeah, I also naturally don't have that much loud of a voice.
You can just project, use your stomach and your diaphragm.
Oh,
ah.
Hello there.
Yeah, see? Chris sounds like an adult.
Wow, yeah, and I sound like a child.
I realize that no matter how old I get, people are going to just always sound and act older than I do.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So we were like...
Especially when you're going to be like 78 and they're like, ah, look at you.
I don't think I'm ever going to talk like an adult. You know? Like, I don't
you
know
don't,
when
you
that...
Don't talk.
I talk like I'm 13 years old at my bar mitzvah.
Hey, little Tommy.
Yeah, that's...
Want a juice box?
And I will always say yes because I'm not an adult.
Well, in his fridge is mostly populated by cheese. What is it? I don't even know.
String cheese.
The Lucerin cheese.
Yeah. That and probably like Go-Gurt.
Cheese stick?
Like string
is
cheese?
That fruit thing?
String cheese, yeah.
Yeah,
just
but
like,
people, can you also say
it's
cheese
strung
stick?
Cheese.
I call them cheese sticks.
Whoever calls them cheese, that's demonic.
Okay.
Just because you always do this where it's not your way, you're like, that's the
yeah,
wrong
that's,
way.
You're doing out-group homogeneity.
Wow.
I muted their mics. I will not have dissent on my radio show. Fine, I'll put them back.
God,
with good behavior.
We're on parole.
So rude.
Daniela, what's new in your life?
Nothing.
What?
Nothing at all.
Not even one new thing. How are classes? How was your first day back? It's a brand new
it's
thing.
It's been okay.
A whole new world.
I had one class today, so I can't get mad at
what
that.
What class?
I had Intro to Cognitive and Brain Science.
CBS.
Yeah, how is that?
It's good.
What's the coolest thing about the brain that you've learned?
There's actually a lot of cool things. So, basically, what was one of the cool things? Talking about, like, how philosophy is integrated. So, it's, like, what is consciousness? And so, there's, like, the whole, like, Cartesian theater, and if that's true. And, obviously, no, there's nothing, like... in your mind conducting everything that you like see and like do your like consciousness so like what exactly is it
what also, do you think consciousness is
oh Jesus this is not a philosophy hour but
it can be whatever yeah. we want it to be
it's free form
radio
but it's I don't know it's just like really interesting to think about it and then also if you look the world around you is literally not like it's basically there's two worlds. There's the natural world and there's like the there's a word for it called the perceived world and like
objective versus subjective.
Manifest illusion. That's what it's called.
Okay.
And it's how the world is basically just illusion for us in order for us to survive better. And it's like our understanding of the natural world so we can like survive.
Yeah. We learned about that in socials, like I think or something at least related to it, like the way that the idea that people don't perceive the world and themselves in an accurate way mm-hmm. and they like overinflate how good they are at
okay,
certain
well,
things
that, that's applying to, like, to a lot of other things
no but you
yeah.
know what I mean though
yeah.
like the world that we perceive that we exist in isn't actually what it
no
is.
it's not
question
and so,
the reality
yeah basically and it's like this is just a useful illusion of the natural world that we see also
it's
like the
crazy.
Things that we see aren't like in our brains there's like only a single transduction in that whole thing so it's like our eyes you know like our with their photoreceptors and stuff like that
sure.
rods and cones like we detect everything and it turns into like electrical signaling but that's all it is it's just electrical
that's
signals
wild.
That go through the nerves and somehow we gets conjured up this like
and we don't know why that or how
I don't know what happens
That's where they left
class.
Off.
That's where they
next class will know how all those
perception
that yeah
works.
How that
they're
comes
gonna solve
into,
it.
They're gonna solve it in their intro CBS class.
Yeah,
that's definitely what's gonna happen.
It's gonna be wild. So look out in the news. You'll see Danielle's name.
Definitely not.
And then with a little photo of Rambler in Chief, you know? That whole thing. So yeah, so merch will be coming out soon.
Link in bio.
We're going to get kazoos and sweatshirts.
If you want to design our merch, let us know.
Yeah, please call in. We will, no matter, we won't even look at it. We'll just put it online, and if it gets one vote, we'll sell it. We'll sell it.
Yeah.
So, yes. So thank you for listening. We have a lot more time, so don't worry. We are not done. Is it Daniela's song? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. I'm just trying to find a good song for you all.
Yeah, we wanna bless your ears.
Yeah.
Your ear holes.
Mm. Ear holes? I don't know about that.
I could go for some Italian, like some good pasta.
Chris?
Honestly, I didn't eat enough for dinner.
We're gonna get dinner after this.
Yeah.
If anyone wants to join, we will study. Oh, okay. Danielle doesn't like us, so.
I like you guys. I do. I just.
All right, I'm going to play a stalling song, right?
Can you just
song,
put
right?
a song, yeah.
Yeah, here we are.
This is taking too long.
This is going to be a great song.
I apologize, everyone.
Got a girl from the south side. Got braids in her hair. First time I seen her walk by. And I about fell up on my chair. Had to get her number, and it took me like 6 weeks. Now me and her go way back, like Cadillac 6. Body like a back road, driving with my eyes closed. I know every curve like the back of my hand. Doing 15 and 30, I ain't in no hurry. I'ma take it slow, just as fast as I can. Don't need no belt, but I can turn them inside out. I don't need no help. Got hips like honey.
You could do it better than black and white. Cheap fixtures, religious tales. Light a cigarette, but you're close to get to. How come everyone knows you before?
breathe.